And I was there for 2 more months and realized I really hated cooking. I really hated cooking. And I left to go back and finish my bachelor's. And so I've never felt particularly successful at what I did. Well, certainly for most of my life, I haven't. And like I said, my brother's 8 years younger than I am, and I overheard him, not as an adult, I think. Well, maybe it was. I overheard him at some point saying to someone, yeah, and my sister was the first woman to work on tugboats in New York Harbor. Do you know how cool that is? And I went, yeah, okay, yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And I mean, I wasn't the only for very long, but I was the first.
Right.
And I didn't stay very long either with Getty or doing the tugs. But opening that door took a special headset.
Right.
And if I could have gone in the wheelhouse, I would have done it forever. I absolutely would. I loved it. I just loved it. And eventually, I mean, I have one of the people that I worked with, John, was ready to retire. He was on one of the last boats I worked on at Exxon. He was ready to retire. He was divorced. He had married a much younger woman as his second wife. And when he'd come down from the wheelhouse and get off his watch, he always wore a ball cap. As he's coming down the stairs, he'd turn his ball cap around, particularly, and we'd start watches, start our week Tuesday at noon and end our week Tuesday at noon. And about Sunday, when his watch is in, he'd come down, he'd turn his ball cap around, and he'd say, "Whiskey and wild women." So since that time, when I take off from seeing people, I'd say, no whiskey and wild, now it depends on whether I'm talking to a man or a woman, no whiskey and wild women till I see you again.
Right.
And it comes straight from John.
Right.
And, you know, it's just very cool. Mm-hmm. Just things that have stayed with me out of it. Small stuff, you know, but yeah, I wish I could have stayed in it.
Mm-hmm. And so you stayed at the Siemens Church you mentioned before?
I did. Yeah, I stayed there a couple of times and went in for meals. That's what I wanted to do, was take my husband for a meal there.
Ah, yeah, the, you said the restaurant.
Yeah, well, or the cafeteria, depending on how flush we were. I don't remember. and it was great. And show him the chapel and the stained glass. And
yeah.
No, it was just a wonderful place. I loved that building. I was so